Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
Claire Barber, Minister for DEFA. So this is a result of a piece of work that's been ongoing. Obviously, some of these are very obvious ones, I would suggest, that people probably, you know, in some cases thought were already protected, which we do find can be the case. But the team have been working through various buildings around the Isle of Man. They conduct an assessment. They look at the arguments for and against registering the buildings. And these were the latest ones to be recommended. And therefore, we've taken that process forward following a consultation with the owners, with people who are interested parties, and having not had anything come up in that, that led to us registering them.
And do you think sometimes, because it feels like they should so obviously be protected, that's maybe why they've fallen through the net? I mean, the things like the legislative buildings and the Royal Chapel in St John's, I think particularly those would be prime examples of ones that you would automatically assume would have some protected status.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because, I mean, there's so many buildings when you drive around that you are very appealing to the eye. And sometimes it's the ones that you think will be protected are ones that actually don't hold so much historic interest. And some of the ones that perhaps you look at and actually on the surface of it can be quite plain do hold significant historic interest. So it's really important to do that back work, I think, for the team. And they put together all the details relating to the building or in some cases the bridge or war memorials or other ones. There's just so many different sorts of structure that can be registered, but they all form part of that rich heritage and history of the Isle of Man. I think, you know, that's why they absolutely should be afforded protection. But as you say, I think sometimes, you know, as members of the public, we walk around and you don't know which ones are and aren't registered. So it's nice to be able to do some, storytelling, I suppose, from our point of actually, you know, these are the ones that are out there. These are the things we do think are important to register, and this is why.
And there are some really lovely ones on there. Things like, I mean, there seems to be quite a few that are recognising our railway heritage. So you've got the viaducts there. You've got the Laxey Manx Electric Railway Viaduct. You've got the Groudle one. You've got some of the ones around the Douglas Railway Station as well, marking that really important part of our history. But then everything from, you know, from that to a 12th century bridge in Ballasalla as well, which again is so innocuous when you walk over it that I don't necessarily think people always know the significance of it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's what's for me so interesting when you take the time to go through the registered buildings list is actually just the variety. You know, as I say, we've got the war memorials on there, you know, and that really important part of our history, making sure that they're preserved. And there's been so much work from the War Memorials Committee in identifying those and then working with the team to afford the right protection. We know we've got some of the telephone boxes, the ones that really represent part of our history and tell part of our story. But as you say, in this little selection, we've got quite a few that talk about the rail history, whether that be workshops, signal boxes, viaducts, all those things that were, you know, absolutely part of the fabric of our island. And it's important that we recognise and keep the structures that, you know, do remain there and do bring something, whether we walk across them and don't notice them every day. But actually, when you take the time just to stop and reflect, actually, they're really an important part of the fabric of the island.
And the clue is probably in the name, but just what exactly is the kind of protection that this status gives these landmarks?
So this affords an additional protection. It's all under the planning legislation. But essentially that when you go through any planning processes, there's an additional step that needs to be reached. Doesn't mean you can't do anything to them. And actually, when I talked to the team, from a planning perspective, actually a significant majority of applications are successful in terms of work on registered buildings. But what they want to do is work with owners to look at how we preserve what makes that building special. And sometimes that's a certain part of the building. And in fact, we've recently looked at the legislation around registered buildings to give us a little bit more flexibility around some of those parts of the building that perhaps aren't the thing that makes it quite so special. Because we recognise, just as with conservation areas, we've recognised sometimes it's the frontage that's the thing that is really important. And actually, if you want to change a window at the back, perhaps you don't need to go through quite such an onerous process. But what it does is it just gives that additional level of checking It protects those buildings from being allowed to fall into disrepair. It gives us the powers, should that happen, to serve notices on owners to compel them to do the appropriate work on them, and also gives us additional powers in the ultimate situation where that doesn't happen, to ultimately take control of those properties in the public interest. So there's quite a broad number of powers, but I would always encourage anyone who finds themselves as an owner of a registered property to work with the team, because they really are there looking at how they can support owners to get to the right place and achieve what they're trying to achieve while still protecting that heritage and history of our island, because ultimately we are just custodians for a short period of time.
And I suppose it's fair to say as well, the list is fluid, so it's something that's constantly being looked at. So if there's something that's missing from the list that people feel like should be on it, is there anything that they can do to try and get that protected status?
Absolutely. I've received a number of emails since I've been in this role, but people can either reach out directly to defaminister@gov.im. They can come to my email, claire.barber@gov.im, or they can reach out to the registered building team, and their details are on the website. But any of those mechanisms would allow for the team then to review that property. I would caveat that with there's a lot of properties that they've already got that they are working through, as is often the case where people have raised properties that may well be of interest. And there's some properties that it may be you find if people flag those to us, in fact, there's already been an assessment done and they've been determined as not to be ones that we would seek to register. So it really is a huge amount of work that goes on behind the scenes that I'm extremely thankful to the team for doing, because I think you only get one chance to protect our history, because once it's gone, it really is gone. And I think it's very important that we recognise those buildings that absolutely are the ones that I want my kids to see and my grandkids to see, and for them to be preserved for the future of our island.
And it's almost a bit of a double-edged sword here on the Isle of Man, because we're so lucky to have so many buildings that would probably fit this remit. But then that does also then create a lot of work, doesn't it?
It certainly can do. It certainly can. But equally, I think the UK probably find themselves in a similar situation. And it's trying to find, the best examples. And sometimes it's not a case of registering everything. It's a case of looking at the buildings that we have, across the island in a certain sort of criteria, that meet a certain criteria, whether that be religious buildings or buildings, farmhouses of a certain era, perhaps, and then looking at which ones are the best examples and how we can seek to protect those. So, as I say, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes as to how we determine which buildings we would seek to protect. And it really isn't just a case, as some people think, of just slapping protection notices on everything. That I promise you that, that's not how it is at all. In fact, it's a very, very thorough process. And I think that's absolutely as it should be. And I do reflect that I get people contacting me saying that we've got too much registered. And equally, I get people contacting me saying we haven't got enough registered, which, I would argue perhaps means we're about where we should be.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.